regardless of the fact that we are attacking your fundamental rights or limiting your fundamental rights, and the charter says that's wrong, we're still going to go ahead and do it.
Is it possible that a bunch of bad guys got together to destroy the planet? Absolutely. And it's equally plausible that there's a bunch of good guys that said, we better do something about it. And these guys are in high places with access to technology, access to capabilities, to people, networks. And they are working to help us, just like we are helping ourselves. The White Hats are this group of people that have been operating against these guys. Now, the plan against which they are operating is a multi-decade plan, very sophisticated, very careful. And so to defeat that, you need to have this measured, sophisticated, careful plan to beat it. Because you could arrest the entire parliament and you haven't solved the problem. Because the judges are all corrupt. The High Court's corrupt. The lawyers are corrupt. The police are corrupt. The military's corrupt. Everybody. They're all done.
Yeah.
So you can't do it that way. So they have to do this in a careful, measured way in order to make sure that they get everybody. Now, you've got to understand this. We're going to have some great wins in the next 6 months or so. We're getting a toehold on Normandy because these guys dig deep and they're not going to give up easily. So understand this. This is just our first victory. This is like landing on the beach in Normandy. We're not in Berlin yet. The stuff that I have seen and heard and know about will blow your mind. So the White Hats are the good guys who have been working quietly behind the scenes, pulling it down. And the White Hats are doing good work. They really are. But we have to do our job.
John F. Kennedy was short-circuiting the New World Order. He had ordered the printing of constitutional money, United States notes, which would have destroyed the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the United States government. It's a private corporation owned and operated by the world bankers, controlled by the Illuminati, and its purpose was to destroy the middle class in this country and thus our economy, and throw us at the mercy of the New World Order.
And we see this unfolding now.
You see it unfolding now. So you are seeing the destruction of the economy of the United States. And it will continue. It will not get better. It's downhill from here on out. Unless we nationalize the Federal Reserve, lock up the criminals who own it, cancel the debt, which will then bankrupt the Illuminati, which is exactly what we ought to do, print constitutional money, which cannot be usurped, which cannot lead to our destruction, and go back to what we're supposed to do. Kennedy also did a lot of other things. I mean, he was a believer in the Bible. These men who are bringing about the New World Order don't believe in the God of the Bible. They believe in the God of light, Lucifer, the angel of light. That's their God.
And I'm glad that this team and me are here for this horrible thing. I mean, it's a number of people have said it, and I feel it, actually. I'm a wartime president. This is a war. This is a war, different kind of a war that we've ever had. I want to say that I know that this is a challenging time for all Americans. We're enduring a great national trial, and we will prove that we can meet the moment. I want to assure the American people that we're doing everything we can each day to confront and ultimately defeat this horrible, invisible enemy. We're at war. In a true sense, we're at war. And we're fighting an invisible enemy. Think of that. I guess you really have to say, who knows? But I think it's going to be a tremendous day when we win this war. And we will win the war. For those worried and afraid, please know, as long as I am your president, you can feel confident that you have a leader who will always fight for you. And I will not stop until we win. This will be a great victory. This is going to be a victory.
I'm going to say it here. I bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million. I facilitated a bribe for Hillary Clinton on January 14th, 2016, right here in this town, on behalf of the FBI. They came to me around December 1st, 2015. They told me Hillary Clinton had accepted a bribe from Turkey for $20 million. They told me that I would be working for a group in New York, FBI agents, who had authorization to set Hillary Clinton up in a sting. They asked me to facilitate a bribe for her, an $18 million bribe from another government. The bag man from that other government I was to befriend and I was to get that person 10 minutes alone in a room with Hillary Clinton. I did. On January 14th, 2016, Hillary Clinton was in this town and she met in a way that was kept off her schedule. She accepted an $18 million bribe. Your viewers will understand what's happened in the last 5 years in America. I've been waiting to say this on mainstream TV. I facilitated a bribe and she took a second bribe for $18 million. And I worked with the FBI as I did that. They came to me 3 days later and told me I had to forget about it and forget that it ever happened. And I said, what are you talking about? And they told me, and this is the key to understanding what's happened. They told me, this is word for word, Patrick, what's really going on is this. President Obama has his people across the federal bureaucracy at this point, but especially the Department of Justice. Hillary Clinton is going to be president for 8 years, and nothing's going to change that. But that evidence about the two bribes you were part of gathering is going to be sitting on the Bunsen burner. And the hand on the Bunsen burner is going to be one of Barack Obama's people. If Hillary's a good girl, that flame stays low. If she's a bad girl and thinks for herself, it's going to get turned up high. That way, Barack Obama is going to manage Hillary Clinton for the 8 years she's president. Then she's going to step down, and Michelle's going to run. And Patrick, that's the plan. That came out of the lips of a federal agent. It was confirmed to me this spring. The Durham investigation has that plan was called the Operation Snow Globe. My bribe was the bait to get her to step into the snow globe. This isn't a theory. I'm the guy in the room. I'm acknowledging I took part in all this, and I thought I was helping them conduct federal law enforcement. It turned out that I was helping them set up Hillary Clinton for a deep state to control her. This entire thing, this last 5 years, has been a coup from Obama against Hillary that when Trump won in a fluke, it got morphed into the Russian collusion delusion. So I'm about as involved in this as you can get, and I promise you that's exactly what happened. And what we're seeing here is the last act play out. If we go down to this assassin's maze, it's our last free election. And that's what's coming for us. And I think this is our last real election. And the world knows that.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants. When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
South Africa, which has the highest incidence of the Omicron variant, is experiencing such mild symptoms that its own medical panel is recommending that the government stop all quarantining and contact tracing as totally needless. Meanwhile, data from Denmark and Ontario, Canada, reveal the majority of those now infected with COVID are among the vaccinated, proving major vaccine failure.
If you're a doctor now and you're still giving this, or you're a pharmacist and you're still giving this, I'm sorry. I do not think that life is going to be nice to you at this point when people find out. You're going to be running for your life, and you should be.
If you're getting canceled and you're getting fired from your job or kicked out of your school, I don't know why you're being silent. I do not know why you're not marching in the streets every single day. Because in Australia, they're marching. In Europe, they're marching. And then we share their videos on social media. But in America, where you're guaranteed free speech and the right to peacefully assemble, I don't see any of you marching. I would love to see military members that are being kicked out because they don't...
We have an army of digital soldiers. What we are now, what we call, I call them, because this was an insurgency, folks. This was run like an insurgency. This was irregular warfare at its finest in politics. But we have what we call citizen journalists, because the journalists that we have in our media did a disservice to themselves, actually more than they did to this country. And so the American people decided to take over the idea of information. And they did it through social media.
So there's an attack on us as a people, attack on us as a business operation. There's an attack on us on the politics. Will it be a classic constitutionally operated government of the people, by the people, for the people? Or will it be a government controlled by oligarchs who then cancel out your First Amendment rights and you can't do anything about it? Is it a government by oligarchs who decide that they will plaster you with every kind of advertising, every kind of news story, every kind of information that drives the idea that you shouldn't have Second Amendment rights? It's oligarchs that are driving this idea that you should be monitored in every facet of your life through public platforms and government platforms and violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. And they search through everything you have, sift through it, know every detail of your life, and pass it around amongst themselves so that it's a type of enslavement. Chains put on every aspect of your life and function. These are in violation of, in contradiction to the Constitution, which is the contract between the citizens of America and its government. And if the government begins to violate those agreements in the Constitution with the citizens, we got a problem.
Because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not successful.
They're gonna beat the fuck out of that guy. The cops are beating the fuck out of that guy.
What brings you guys out here tonight?
All right, just be advised that unless you have your vaccination cards, all right, you cannot get them. You can have to be patronized at restaurants, all right?
I know you're not making it
right.
Why are you guys here?
Why are you going to the party? You have the card? I know, but you don't have it, then you're going to have to leave. And if not,
Greg will be up this night.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You guys, what happened to the Constitution?
God bless you. God bless you.
You're a real American hero.
Did anybody read that? No.
Scientists agree these cloth and paper masks do not stop a virus. Study after study has shown that masks do not stop a virus. If you're sick, stay home. Don't go out and wear a mask. If you're healthy, wearing a mask is actually worse for your health. Masks do not stop a virus.
The pandemic, it was fake. It was created by a PCR test that does not really pick up COVID. It gives you false positives, doesn't know if you have a common cold, doesn't know if you have the flu, doesn't know if you have COVID. All those pandemic numbers come into question. How can those really tell you what's really going on? You see, they created this out of nothing. They did it on purpose. They hid the cures from the public. HCQ, Trump mentioned it. They decided to go all out and destroy the idea that HCQ could even cure you of anything. Well, we had doctors use it, like Dr. Zelenko. We have other doctors that are using ivermectin. We have people that are taking these drugs. These drugs have been around for a very long time. The reason why they were pushing back, because Big Pharma, they can't make any money off of it. They're generic. They're cheap. And people will figure it out, and doctors will figure it out, that this just doesn't cure this little cold virus of COVID. But it probably, and we've seen it done before with Dr. Zelenko, it cures the flu and probably a lot of other things. This is something that they were trying to hide from the public. And now everything is starting to fall apart. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they needed to set the stage. To move forward, you can't have the pandemic. You can't have the ability of the deep state using the fear of this virus, because they would clog the news cycles. They would make everyone afraid if you started to bring out all the information. Plus, on the other side, you also need to take away that bullhorn from the deep state, because they use it to create the fear. The fake news, big tech companies, you need to take the bullhorn away. This is why Trump is bringing in Truth Social. This is why he's prepared and ready to allow the truth tellers to go to a platform where they can tell the truth. Think about all the people that have been censored. Now, we know that Durham, he is on the hunt. We know over the many, many years now, he's been investigating, making sure that he dotted the I's, crossed the T's, make sure he has all the paperwork. The grand jury saw the information, even the classified information. Remember, Trump declassified the information. It was handed to the grand jury. They saw it all, just like Trump saw it all. Then Durham decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to unseal or drip some information out so you can see where this is all headed. It's headed right up to Clinton. And I do believe at this point, Durham is going to really push the information out there.
There's a lot of good-hearted Americans on both sides of the political aisle that don't grasp the evil in this world. The establishment, the elites, they are frightened because people are coming together. Look at the protests, the massive protests you see happening all over the world. You know, millions of people coming out all over the world to protest and stand up against the medical tyranny that they're trying to implement. If you look at Event 201, if you look at all these different things leading up to where we are now, you can see that there has been a long-term plan where they can move the entire world population under a tyranny, under a global centralized system, under the guise of keeping us safe. I think that Australia, in a lot of ways, is a testing ground. The true reality of who's controlling Australia is now being seen. Their plan is to implement a global reset, and that's the reset of our freedom into tyranny through the use of the digital passports, the contact tracing, quarantining, quarantine camps, right? They look at us as being the useless eaters, the cattle, right? They want to put a plan, they want to get rid of a lot of us, and they want to move us into this system where basically we're serving them to ensure they have everlasting life on Earth at the expense of all of us. And I think that the final battleground for this will be America. America is the last stand. The Patriots have the Second Amendment. We have the ways to protect ourselves, even how our government is set up through the Constitution. The sheriffs locally have more power than the president in a lot of ways. So I think this is what's unfolding. I think this is actually why they're trying to distract people so much, because they don't want people in America to look to these other countries like Europe or Australia and say, hey, that's not right. Like, what if they did that here? I think that we are entering into a very difficult period, and it's a period that's going to test us to our very core. And I think that those who will make it through will be the ones that have found a strong footing in faith. Something I would hope to impart with this is that it feels dark and scary, which it is, but personally, I do believe that the old hashtag is right, God wins. So I do think that we'll come out on top.
Why have mainstream journalists and public health officials and America's elected leaders ignored natural immunity? Because they want to sell vaccines, folks. They literally changed the rules. They changed definitions. How much more blatant does it need to be in your face before you're like, I think they're lying to us? Yes. Welcome to the awakened side of life. They are totally lying to us.
We have to unite. We have to rise up and stand up for our rights. The cabal wants the entire world under a communist China type of government, with them, of course, ruling everybody. It's not too late. There's not much time, but we can stop this. Anytime you can safely not comply, do it. Don't comply. The more people we can awaken to this evil plot, the more chances we have of winning. There really is no more time to waste. We cannot be complacent. Good luck, and God bless America.
As long as enough people do not comply, the globalists will fail. We may think sometimes that we're up against something so massive that there's nothing we can do. That's little me thinking, as David Icke would say, little me thinking. If you think in that way, you will achieve nothing. You've got to realize that we're part of a whole community now. It's growing by the day, and the cracks on the other side, the cracks in the evil bastards who are pushing this, they're becoming quite big. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
We got it. We got it. We got it. We got it. We got it.
But I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're going to shut down the virus.
I will put in place the plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly, bringing this country together with testing, tracing, and masking.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
It would be a bit of an understatement to say that a year into his first term, Joe Biden has not done any of that.
Everyone should be going and serving notice to their school board and other government officials, say the following: be advised, you're hereby served legal notice that in 1946, the Nuremberg Code was convened because of crimes against humanity that were conducted using medical experimentation. And the crimes that you are doing with the medical experimentation on children and others, the extortion, the forced vaccination upon people using this COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine, it is a DNA-altering shot, those actions are going to warrant possibly the death penalty for you, Mr. School Board Member, you, Mr. Supervisor, you, Mr. Mayor, you, Mr. Sheriff, if you're trying to enforce as part of a conspiracy this forced inoculation of Americans. That's not a threat, but that is the anticipation of a legal precedent that is approaching that, when applied, could give you the same punishment that the Nazi doctors and Nazi government officials and Nazi military were given in 1946, the death penalty. So be advised, you need to cease and desist all mandates of vaccination and all shutting down of businesses, all extortionary tactics. You need to cease and desist immediately. Otherwise, you are going to be prosecuted, investigated, and possibly given the death penalty for your role in this.
There's a lot of clouds hanging over our country right now, very dark clouds. But we will come back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. I'm telling you that. We won't let this happen. We won't let it happen.